The University of Vermont women's basketball team is becoming a force in the America East Conference. The Catamounts have won two conference titles over the past 3 years after defeating the top-seeded Albany Great Danes on their rivals' home court Friday night. That earns the team an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. UVM will now enter the big dance as a 15 seed facing the second-seeded North Carolina State Wolfpack on Saturday. Head coach Elisa Kresge joins me now to talk about the team's run of success. And coach, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
This is the second time that UVM has come out on top against Albany in the past 3 seasons with the conference championship on the line. What was the mindset approaching that title game against the Great Danes, especially having to face them at the Broadview Center in Albany, where they had been undefeated all year, 16-0 before going into that game Friday?
I think our players really use that as extra motivation. Obviously, it's a championship, and the NCAA tournament is on the line, and seasons could be on the line. We took that to heart in the second half. We changed our game plan as far as who we were going to be, what we were made of, how we were going to be disciplined. And I think they use both that, like how it could be really, really bad or how it could really be something special. So I think that was a little bit of their mindset. They were hungry to go prove themselves at Albany on their home court for 40 minutes.
You have really solidified an identity with this Catamounts team over the past few seasons. It's really tied to stifling defense, I think. And, you know, UVM allowed opponents in, on average, just 52 points per game this season. That's good for sixth best in the nation. And yet you don't have, like, a lot of size inside the paint necessarily to guard the rim or one or two shutdown players. How have you been able to establish what appears to be a commitment to total team defense this season?
I mean, they really, truly are bought in, as you mentioned. It's really team defense, being bought into understanding our rules, how to have each other's backs. We talk a lot about having each other's backs. Don't leave anybody on an island. They understand that it's hard work and that if we want a chance to win, they're going to have to give it everything, and they're bought in.
The starting five has been so consistent all year, in particular against Albany. I'd love you to talk about the play of Latvian native Nicola Priada. She really stood out in that game, came real close to a double-double, finished with 20 points, 9 rebounds. What has her impact been for this team, and how was the adjustment period for her coming over as an international player to Vermont?
Any player coming to college, it's a new system. But for Nicola, too, it was finding her comfort zone and speaking the language. I think she never gave herself credit. She speaks the language pretty good, but I think there was a comfort level that she had to get to. And so I think when you talk about international players, it's just another layer to trying to get comfortable in a new system and college away from home, very far from home. The biggest thing for us, I think, is she's added another really good defender. She can switch really and cover 1 through 5. And I think that's elevated our team defense. Nicola on the floor, really just being able to defend every position for us. A player that just loves playing basketball. So when the lights are on, there's Nicola. There's nothing that she's afraid of.
Sure seems that way. And it seems like the whole team has really embraced her and each other, too. You can see it in the pregame warmups. I mean, everybody just looks so elated to be there and just happy to get the game started. The closeness of the team really is important, isn't it?
Absolutely. I've talked about this recently, but I was worried who was kind of going to be our playmaker, our alpha. And I was worried that was going to be our Achilles heel. And I think it turned into a big strength of ours. It could be anybody's day, and they're just so excited for whoever's day it is. If somebody's having a tough day, somebody else steps up, and everybody celebrates them. And it's been really special to see. They truly, truly love each other and are so excited to celebrate each other more than themselves.
So, Coach, obviously a tough task ahead, taking on NC State Saturday, a powerhouse in the college game in both men's and women's hoops. But, you know, upsets happen. And I am curious about your message to the team heading into this game. Do you embrace the underdog mentality, kind of point to maybe previous David versus Goliath's upsets, or is it more of a mindset to just have the Catamounts play their own game, let the chips fall where they may?
Yeah, I think we've always talked about having an underdog, mentality as far as how we attack practice every game, every possession. Like, you're always just hungry. You're always willing. You want to fight, you know, you don't want to be complacent or on your heels. You know, we're not going to get taller, stronger, bigger in 2 days, right? But we can get smarter and we can be more disciplined. So really trying to control the controllables. You know, we're going to have to try to do some things that are, you know, try to outsmart, if you will, because again, we're not going to have the size or the quickness advantage wise. But I think there's ways that we can counter that, and we're going to embrace who we are. Nobody's picking us to win this game, but I think we're going to give it absolutely everything. And as you mentioned, let the chips fall where they may.
Elisa Kresge is the head coach for the UVM women's basketball team. The Catamounts tip off against NC State Saturday at 2 p.m. in round one of the NCAA tournament. That game will be broadcast nationally on ESPN. Coach Kresge, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate it, and good luck on Saturday.
Oh, thanks so much. We really appreciate the support.